This is episode 13 of Multifamily Mondays. And on today's episode, we're talking about, is multifamily commercial real estate? Let's dive in.
You are tuned in to Multifamily Mondays, the informal podcast designed to simplify and help others succeed at apartment investing. With that being said, let's dive in.
What's up, guys? I'm your host, Roderick Jones, and I'm excited that you are joining me on another episode of Multifamily Mondays, the show where we simplify multifamily investing so that anyone can understand it. On this episode, we're talking about, is multifamily commercial real estate? But before we do that, let's hear from today's sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by R. Jones Capital. At R. Jones Capital, we acquire and manage large multifamily properties in emerging markets that produce excellent cash flow during ownership and a strong cash flow at the time of sale. We have investment opportunities for accredited investors. If you are an accredited investor and looking to grow your wealth, visit www.rjonescapitalgroup.com/partner. Now that that is out of the way, let's get into today's topic. Is multifamily commercial real estate? This is a question that I commonly hear and see online from a lot of new investors seeking opportunities. Is multifamily commercial real estate? But before we dive into that, what is multifamily? What is the whole meaning of this term? So multifamily housing is defined as a building that houses more than one family at a time. So apartments, condos, townhouses, duplexes, and quadplexes, or quadruplexes, are all examples of multifamily housing options. The building can be owned by one person who rents out the units, or each unit can be owned individually. So, is multifamily commercial real estate? The answer is yes. Multifamily is commercial real estate if the property is 5 units or more. So duplexes, triplexes, and quads are all looked at as residential, whereas apartments with 5 units or more are considered commercial. This category includes apartment complexes and high-rise apartment buildings. Generally, anything larger than the fourplex is considered commercial real estate. So what is the difference between commercial real estate and residential real estate? Well, the main difference is that residential is primarily focused on personal use, while commercial real estate is focused on business use. Residential real estate purchases typically involve a single unit of property, while commercial real estate purchases may involve several units of property that have been assembled to create a larger unit. So let's wrap it all up. Multifamily is commercial real estate if the property is 5 units or more. If the property is under 5 units, it is considered residential. So here are some action steps. Hit that subscribe button and rate this podcast. I would love to hear your feedback, and I want to continue to make every episode better. And if you haven't done so yet, make sure you like me on Facebook at Roderick Jones Official. That's R-O-D as in dog, D as in dog, R-I-C-K, Jones Official. And follow me on Instagram at Roderick Jones. Be blessed, and I'll catch you on the next episode. I'm out.